I happen to be left-handed. I'm sure people know that if you're a regular listener of the show. It's no secret that I am a lefty. Although I do some things with my right hand and some things with my left hand, which would, I guess, make me ambidextrous, right? In some regard. I can't write with both hands, though. Because if I write with my right hand, it looks like chicken. Well, if I write with my left hand, it looks like chicken scratch, too, because I have terrible writing. I learned to use scissors with my right hand, because you have to get left-handed scissors at the leftorium. I cut meat and dice things with my left hand. I shoot pool with my left hand. I bowl with my left hand. I'm a switch hitter, but my natural side is my right side. I bat from the right. I throw righty. Trying to remember what else. Basketball, I shoot left-handed. It's so weird. It's just really. I mean, most of the stuff I do is with my left hand. But yeah. So we have this story here. Dan, where did you find this story? Because you're the one who found it. Do you remember where it was?
It's Business Insider by way of the research journal that it's published in.
Okay. So it's Business Insider Research Journal.
Business Insider is the publication that found it in a research journal.
Oh, okay. All right. Scientists think that they have found the reason that some people are left-handed has nothing to do with the brain. If you're a lefty out there, we would love to hear your lefty stories at 312-981-7200. Research since the 1980s has found that our preference for our left or right hand is most likely determined before we are born. Ultrasound screenings as early as the 8th week of the pregnancy. From the 13th week in the womb, babies tend to suck their right or left thumb. It was previously thought that the genetic differences between the left and right hemispheres of the brain determine whether someone is left or right-handed, but a study published last year in the Journal of eLife found that the answer could lie in the spinal cord. Oh! The research by Sebastian Ocklenberg, Judith Schmitz, and Ornur Gunturkun of Ruhr University, along with other colleagues from the Netherlands and South Africa, found that gene activity in the spinal cord was asymmetrical in the womb, and it could be what causes a person to be left or right-handed. Arm and hand movements start in the brain in an area called the motor cortex, which sends a signal to the spinal cord that's translated into a motion. A motion. The researchers found that while the fetus is growing in the womb up until about 15 weeks, the motor cortex and the spinal cord are not yet connected, but right or left-handedness has already been determined. In other words, the fetus can already start movements and chooses their favorite hand before the brain starts controlling the body. Wow. This is big. To study this, the researchers analyzed gene expression in the spinal cord in the 8th through 12th week of pregnancy. They found significant differences in the left and right segments of the spinal cord that control arm and leg movement. They concluded that the asymmetrical nature of the spinal cord could be down to something called epigenetics, or how organisms are affected by changes in their gene expression rather than the genes themselves. These changes are often brought about by environmental influences that can affect how a baby grows. The gene expression differences could affect the right and left parts of the spinal cord differently, resulting in lefties and righties. So why are lefties so rare? Scientists say they've long tried to answer this. In 2012, researchers at Northwestern University developed a mathematical model to show that the percentage of left-handed people was a result of human evolution, specifically a balance of cooperation and competition. What? In other words, they thought that though the basis for right or left-handedness may be genetic, there could be a social factor that explains why the ratio is so high. The more social the animal, where cooperation is highly valued, the more the general population will trend toward one side. Daniel Abrams, who is an assistant professor at McCormick School of Engineering and Applied Science, says, "The most important factor for an efficient society is a high degree of cooperation. In humans, this has resulted in a right-handed majority. In other words, we may have, for some reason, evolved to favor right-handedness, so anyone deviating from this may be conditioned to use that hand primarily despite of genetic predisposition. Now, I've told this story 9,000 times on the air, Dan. When I was a kid, first grade would be 1970 or 71. I was asked to go up to the blackboard. I went to a Chicago public school, and I remember that I won't say the teacher's name, but she was in 1971, she was probably in her 70s. So she was born at a time when she probably believed that people who were left-handed were devils, because that was kind of a thing.
Right.
So she was an elderly woman. She was teaching, and she wanted me to go up to the blackboard, piece of chalk in hand, and write out a sentence or write out some letters. So I get up to the blackboard. I put the chalk in my left hand, and I start to write. She gets up and slaps my hand and puts the chalk in my right hand and says, no. So I put the chalk in my right hand, and I couldn't do it. And so I put it back in my left hand and read it, and she slapped my hand again. She did it like four times, and she kept slapping my hand, and then it got to the point where I was trying to write with my right hand. And then finally, after this had happened, my mom actually had to go to school and go, listen, here's the deal. My son's left-handed. That's what's going on here. But this woman, like I said, she was an older woman, you know, and, you know, probably still thought that whole thing about left-handed people being evil was a real thing, and was just trying to help me not be evil. But then she had to, I mean, obviously she stopped slapping my hand when I went up to the blackboard. But, you know, it's funny, I've told that story many times on the air, and it's amazing how many people have had that experience. You know? Dave, you're not left-handed, are you, Dave?
I am not, but my daughter, when she was in kindergarten, was coloring with her left hand, and the kindergarten teacher tried to move the crayon to the right hand.
But
she's left-handed to this day, and she's almost 30.
Yeah, well, but see, that's weird, because that was still going on. She's only 30. She's
right.
I mean, this happened in 1970, 71, but to have it happen, you know.
You would think we had gotten beyond
that. Wow.
Well, is it a thing of they don't want you to suffer?
Maybe that's what it is.
Sounds like there's implications of that from this article about how history is about cooperation, things better for everybody.
Yeah, no, that's really fascinating part of this article is that it's difficult sometimes being left-handed. It really is. It's a pain in the neck sometimes.
There's a number, a percentage of how many people that are left-handed have died from using right-handed products.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I know there's a number. It's crazy that there's a number.
Like right-handed products?
You like scissors and stuff. Like, scissors are definitely for right-handed people.
Yes.
They are made for right-handed people.
Cars.
And cars, yeah. Because, you know, you're shifting gears and stuff. When I'm on the computer, the mouse is in my right hand. I just trained myself to do that. But my old radio partner, Gary Lee Wright, he's left-handed as well. And that was one of the things we bonded on when we first got together. Because, you know, Gary and I were thrown together by Mary June Rose. Right. And we had never met before the first night we went on the air. And so we met, and we started talking about each other, and we both said that we didn't think Robin Williams was funny, and then we both found out that we were left-handed. And I'm like, now that's something right there, because that's the minority, because most people love Robin Williams and are right-handed. So we bonded, but he used to have to move the computer, he used to move the mouse to the other side, because he was left-handed with the mouse. So that's interesting. Anybody else in your family left-handed besides your daughter?
I don't think so, no.
That's the weird thing. Nobody in my family is except me. I'm the only one who's
crazy.
Only one who's left-handed. It's weird. Anyway, we got more about this article. And if you want to jump in, if you're left-handed, we got some text coming in about the plight of being a lefty. And we'll get back to that in a little bit here. But right now, we got a break. We got weather and we got traffic. April Wine. I don't know this song. I don't remember them playing this song when I saw them. I don't remember any song, but just Between You and Me, actually. So that's Squat. He's a got our final Triple Play Thursday in there. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, talking about being left-handed, and there is scientific studies that are saying it might have to, nothing to do with your brain, and also, you know, explaining that some people want to, you know, want to balance cooperation with competition, which might be the case, you know. The most important factor for an efficient society is a high degree of cooperation. In humans, this has resulted in a right-handed majority. In other words, we may have, for some reason, evolved to favor right-handedness, so anyone deviating from this would have to be conditioned to use the hand primarily despite of their genetic predisposition. So that seems to be part of it. A new study couldn't explain the majority of right-handedness, but explained how bird research can show how genetics and environment can be the cause. In chicken and pigeons, a genetic factor determines the position in the egg before hatch. The embryo is curled in such a way that the right eye is turned to the semi-translucent eggshell, while the left eye is covered by the embryo's own body. Thus, the right eye is stimulated by light before the hatch, whereas the left one is mostly light-deprived. The combination of genetic and environmental factors like light induces a visual symmetry. Pigeons and chicken are better with visual discrimination, categorization, and memorization of visual patterns in their right eye to their left eye. Ah. All right, so we got more lefties who have been texting in. 815 area code says, I'm a lefty too, and I notice other lefties and comment on it too. It drives people crazy when I do that. As the saying goes, since the right part of your brain controls the left part of your body, the only people in their right minds are left-handed. Hey, hang on a second. All right. Mary says, my mother pointed out to me years ago that most actors are left-handed. Ever since I've watched and noticed that they are. Yeah, there are a lot of left-handed actors. I don't know if they're most are lefty. 815 says, battling for one of the rare green-handled pairs of left-handed scissors in grade school was like Thunderdome for us poor lefties. It's true. But I learned to use the right-handed scissors. 815 area code. Hey, Nick, the worst thing was using the right-handed desk. Yeah, the right-handed desk, because all desks were made for righty. The inkwell container was on the right side. You know what I'm talking about, Dave.
Yes,
I'm sure
do.
Your daughter does, too. And how about the other thing? When you are actually writing with ink, your hand smears across the page as you're writing, and you end up with ink on this part of your hand right here.
But I do that, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you're writing from, right.
The way I write.
Oh, is that right?
Neatness does not count.
I see. 608 area code says, I am also left-handed. I hate using a shop broom because every time you have to continue the tighten. This is why? Every time you have to continue to tighten the handle because it's made for right-handed people. I never knew that's why it happened all the time when I used it. That's amazing. Dan, I didn't know that. I thought all brooms were screwed up. But it's me. It's me. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. No, all handles are screwed up. It's not us. I'm left-handed. I'm strictly left-handed. And just like you, I had surgery in my left hand, so I had to learn to use the mouse with my right.
Yeah, there you go.
So to use it in my left is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And to cut meat, I'll put the knife in my left hand, cut the meat, and then I'll put the fork in my left hand to pick it up.
I do the same exact thing, Glenn.
I can't eat with my right hand, but it's more comfortable.
Whenever I eat a steak, it's a two-handed procedure. I cut the meat with my left hand, and I switch over to pick up the piece with my left hand.
Yeah.
Left
hands forever.
Yep. All right, Glenn. Take care, buddy.
Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, people think I'm weird, man. All right. We have to break on that note. We'll come back tomorrow. Jeff Tuckman's going to be with us, and we're going to give away, listen to this, we're going to give away copies of Black Panther on DVD. All right.